This programme was previously broadcast live on Love Sport Radio, so some items may be out of date. Phone-in elements of these shows are not available, but if you'd like to comment or give us feedback on our shows, you can tweet us at Love Sport Radio. For more podcasts or to listen live, visit lovesportradio.com. Alternatively, you can find this and other podcasts on iTunes or Spotify using the keyword Love Sport.
We're the football team in the yellow and green. Norwich City is our name. We will play it fair as the fans all cheer as we march on the road to...
Hiya, welcome to the Norwich City Fan Show on Love Sport Radio through... until 10:30. Miles Blumsome here, filling in for Matt Beadle on this Sunday evening as we head into the Premier League's winter break, sort of. There's still games every weekend, thank God, because I'm not a player, I don't need a rest, I want to keep watching football. I've got a cool show planned for you. We're going to be talking to Chris Reid very shortly from the Talk Norwich City podcast. We're also going to be talking to ex-Norwich City midfielder Adrian Forbes, see how he thinks the Canaries are doing. Can they stay up this season? It's so tedious at the moment, so tedious. It just looks almost like the impossible task. We've got loads to talk about. We want you to get in touch as well, Norwich City fans. 0208 7020 558 is the number to call. You can call us, you can WhatsApp us on that, 0208 7020 558. Norwich City, can you get out of the mire? Can you stay in the Premier League this season? It's only 7 points. It's doable. It's been done before. You can also tweet us at Love Sport Radio. Right, joining me first this evening, Chris Reeve from the Talk Norwich City podcast. Chris, how are you?
I am extremely well, thank you very much. Now I'm talking to you. How's everything with you?
This is what I want to hear. I wonder if people say this to Matt or if it's just because I'm filling in and people are trying to keep me sweet
today. Only for you, I promise.
Thank you very much. Yesterday's a weird one for Norwich because on paper, a draw at St James's Park against Newcastle is a good result, but slipping further away from relegation safety, 7 points adrift now. Draws aren't really enough for Norwich at this point.
Yeah, look, I have to agree with you. It looks like a bit of a mission impossible for Norwich at this point in time. As you've already rightly said, going away at Newcastle and getting a result is normally very decent. However, looking at the... Even if you didn't go to the game yesterday, if you just have a look at the stats, we had more shots, more possession, as we knew we'd have. We knew that we could hit that sort of performance level that we did against Tottenham away from home, where we narrowly lost and shouldn't have lost. We've actually played so well recently, and it's the same old story for Norwich. And we missed a couple of really, really big opportunities. And ultimately, of course, if you're leaking goals but not scoring them, you're leaving yourself in a very vulnerable position in the Premier League. And the reason why that game was so important is that now we've got a game at home to Liverpool, which is, of course, a write-off. It will really be a miracle. And I think we've used up our luck this season with our win against Manchester City, of course, at Carrow Road earlier on in the campaign. And then it's Wolves away, Leicester at home. You know, these are teams that Norwich realistically cannot beat. It is looking very unlikely that we'll stay up at this point in time.
You mentioned the game against Tottenham. You mentioned how well Norwich have been playing, and they have been playing really well. It's almost as if they're going against the grain in regards to, generally speaking, if the performances are there and you're playing really well as Norwich are, and they are putting in some superb performances, results will eventually come your way. This season, Norwich have almost defied that logic, and it's been really odd because they've been wonderful to watch.
Well, thank you very much. I think it's nice to hear that from a neutral, so to speak. the thing that's impressed me about Norwich this campaign is our ability to weirdly stay in games, and although sometimes we don't look like we're going to get anything, at least we're still in the room, I like to say. So there's only been a couple of occasions that we've really been off the boil this season. One of them was, of course, very recently to Manchester United away, where we just never looked like we were going to get anything, lost 4-0, and at home to Aston Villa early on in the campaign, lost 5-1, and that was when the wheels started to fall off a little bit. But as you've quite rightly said, and not to be negative, to be very positive about the boys, you know, we've got a squad full of youth, full of academy prospects that have come through the ranks. Todd Cantwell, who everyone knows now, due to his cheap price on fantasy football, you know, he was literally on the cusp of not getting a new contract. So it's one of those things that, you know, Norwich are so lucky to have the squad that we've got and to be doing what we're doing. And what we've done on £750,000 this season has been, quite frankly, remarkable. And hopefully, fingers crossed, the actual real test for Norwich will be next season. Will we reinvest the money that we are inevitably going to get from selling our top young players to big clubs? Will we reinvest that to bounce back to the Premier League? I think we absolutely can. I think we absolutely will.
So talk to me about the Newcastle game yesterday. 0-0, more possession, more shots, less on target, but more shots overall, more corners. All of these stats are looking in Norwich's favour, apart from the main one, which is, of course, the scoreline, 0-0 being the final score. What did you make of the game? Where did Norwich fall down? Why couldn't they manage to convert all this possession and these chances into goals?
Well, I must say, actually, that the game was won and lost the game was drawn on the goalkeeping area for sure, 100%. I think Newcastle had some fantastic chances, and Tim Krul was absolutely monumental yesterday yet again, and the Newcastle keeper as well pulled off a couple of absolutely fantastic saves, particularly early on in the game. We had a fantastic chance through Sam Byram, and it's a fingertip save. And I think this is where, you know, Norwich haven't really had the rub of the green, and I know that sounds a bit lame if you're not a Norwich fan listening to this, but believe it, we have had some really bad luck this season. And quite frankly, if it had gone the other way, it would be a different story. So in terms of where the game didn't go away yesterday, I'd say their keeper had an absolutely fantastic game, like really fantastic game. And it was the same for us against Wolves. It's been the same against us for so many times this season. The goalkeepers have been really, really good. I think it's fair to say that the Norwich City forward line have probably lost their confidence a wee bit. Of course, the forward line being Pookie. I think he's still a fantastic player and still looks as sharp as ever. But we're just lacking that clinicalness. And at the end of the day, I don't feel bad for Pookie. I won't apologise for saying either, because he'd been playing up top on his own all season long with absolutely no backup whatsoever. And that's the same for a lot of areas on the pitch, you know. It's only been since the January window that Norwich had been able to bring in proper backup after our horrific injury woes earlier on in the season.
So the general transfer window closed, obviously, on Friday. We got to see a couple of the new boys at Norwich in the squads yesterday. Judah and Rupp both starting. What did you make of their performances?
Well, I must say, Duda is really the next level. And it will be fascinating to see whether Stuart Webber and Daniel Farker can pull off the miracle and keep him at the football club beyond this season. His delivery is absolutely fantastic. And that's where we have been quite poor this season. I think our delivery into the mixer, as I like to call it, has been a bit timid. And I feel that Duda is literally just planting balls on heads all the time, which is so important, so simple. It sounds so simple, but yet you can get it really, really wrong. So Duda is that real top-level quality that we've needed actually since the start of this season. And Rupp's come in, and he's very much in the boiler room of the squad. He's part of the spine of the team that, you know, he's high energy, he's out and about. He looks quite susceptible to doing quite a few different roles within the squad as well, which is quite impressive. Having Rupp in the Championship will be a huge asset. And then, of course, we've gone and signed Sam McCallum as well from Coventry. And this is what I like and love about Norwich City now, is that we're not willing to gamble away our Premier League millions on flops that will not deliver, and certainly will only just pick up a pay packet in the Championship. And bringing in Sam McCallum, young up-and-coming prospect from Coventry, of course, our last young up-and-coming prospect from Coventry was only James Maddison. So I'm very hopeful that McCallum will be a very, very astute signing going into the next Championship season.
There was one moment from Duda that sort of summed up Norwich's performance for me. Pookie was put clean through, one-on-one. The shot was saved by the goalkeeper. Pookie could have probably have done a bit better, but this is what we've been talking about, Norwich having a lot of shots but not being able to convert. And the ball dropped to Duda, and he snatched it and hit the side netting when, there were a few players between him and the goal, but if he'd have got a decent connection, it probably could have been 1-0 to Norwich. And are you worried that you've mentioned his delivery being great, but you're worried that it's another player that in these key areas, the psychological aspect of Norwich not being able to get across the line is going to affect him as well?
I think Duda is here with a point to prove. So in terms of his individual performances, I'm not worried about it at all, because whether he's with us or not next season, he'll want to put in an absolute shift and shine. I think that one of the things that Norwich have got now is that these new boys that have come in are going to take 3 or 4 games to get up to the tempo and the speed and the style of the Premier League. And of course, this is why I've been so ridiculously impressed with Sheffield United. You know, they've signed so well, they've signed early, their players have got up to speed quickly and they've slotted in. I think, it's going to be a miracle if Norwich stay up, and it kills me to say it, because you look at that game yesterday, even if you just watch the highlights, and you think, cool, blimey, I tell you what, Norwich have got a bit of bite about them, you know, despite the fact that we didn't go and score, you know, we can play the ball so well, and we look like a Premier League team, yet it's just that clinical edge, it's just that last bit that Norwich haven't had all season for so many games.
What do you think about this winter break? Has it come at a good time for Norwich? Like you said, performances have been really good, not being able to get the edge. A 0-0 draw at Newcastle, we said it's not the worst result. You can take confidence from getting any away point in the Premier League, especially when you're fighting against relegation. Is this winter break at the right time for Norwich? Are you happy that the players are going to get a bit of a rest?
No, actually, I'm not, because I feel like we just need to get this Liverpool game over and done with as soon as possible. And actually, we had quite a nice bit of momentum going in terms of our performances. Look, I think, of course, the players will value the rest. I know that Liverpool will go into it and think, oh, blimey, this isn't... You know, I know, of course, they're an extremely professional, slick outfit, but I think the break for them might be actually quite good for Norwich, really, because they've just been steamrolling teams comfortably. And I think that, you know, perhaps it will be a case of for Liverpool, wow, that we actually really could win the title, you know, now. This is the time to really secure it. It becomes a reality. So we could see a little bit of nerves from Liverpool. It could be quite a cagey affair at Carrow Road. I think the break for Norwich is useful, yet slightly hindering as well at the same time. That probably doesn't answer your question, but...
No, it does. And it's actually given me another question, because the winter break, one of the reasons the winter break has come in is because of managers like Jurgen Klopp whinging and never really shutting up about the fixture congestion list, when actually Portsmouth have played more games than them with a smaller squad from League One. But still, Jurgen Klopp was whinging. Wouldn't it be great if they have a 2-week winter break? He's not taking his players to the FA Cup replay. Yeah. He's refusing to go himself. Wouldn't it be great if they have a 2-week break and then they lose to the bottom of the league, Norwich City?
I mean, look, there's a story there, isn't there? I think it's extremely unlikely, and I'm not going to go on the radio saying that we'll beat them, because I'll have people calling for my head. But look, you know, these things do happen in football. A lot of, you know, most people, including me, I actually had a bet on Aguero to score 4 and Norwich to lose 7-0 earlier on in the season. And that's coming from a diehard Norwich fan, right?
Then either way you get a win, don't you?
Well, exactly. You know, it's a bit of insurance, isn't it? but no, I thought look, these things happen in football. These stories happen. These miracles happen. I think there is the whole Daniel Farker is coming up against his German counterpart, and you know, I think that he'll want to show the world of football actually how far Norwich have come since the start of the season, because actually we went too far off it at Anfield, although we lost 4-1, of course, but actually we did really well in the second half, really well. We won the second half 1-0.
Yeah, you did, actually. Was it 4-1 in the end in the first game? Yeah. So I remember watching that. I watched it down in the pub with a friend, and at the end of the first half, I thought, Norwich are in for a really tough season. They were trying to play out from the back. They were making some mistakes. They were almost inviting Liverpool in. But the second half, it got better. And then, of course, the first sort of fifth of the season, Norwich were doing really, really well, and the football was coming together and it was looking good. And to be fair, you've kept the philosophy and you've been playing well and you've been staying in games. You haven't really been rolled over too often. It's literally just the results that haven't gone in Norwich's favour, because everything else has been quite good. You dominated Tottenham twice.
Yeah, look, I think we've been desperately unlucky. I think the key story of Norwich's season is literally just injuries. And that does happen to teams every now and then, you know, in any league. You know, if you have six or seven. We there was one point where we had nine players out injured. And if that happens to any team, no matter where it is, no matter what league, it will seriously hinder your season. I don't necessarily think that's down to us not signing enough in the summer. I think we could have maybe added one or two more, but we would have never have known that we would have, for example, lost Tim Close out for injury, you know, in the pre-season. He's now only coming back. And, you know, he's an international pedigree player that we've missed all season. Yeah, I think I wouldn't necessarily view it as we've not necessarily been good enough on the pitch and say that the damage was just done earlier on in the season, if that makes sense.
Chris, one final question. Can the results start to come? Can the performances be turned into results? And can Norwich City perform the miracle? Because it is only 7 points. It's not completely out of the question. Can they stay up?
Oh, wow. It kills me to say I don't think we can. However, what I would say is we've still got some really winnable games, which sounds a bit mad, but Leicester at home, and I know Leicester are a very, very good outfit, but I feel like the wheels have fallen off that bus now. That we can beat them at home. We of course, got a draw against them earlier on in the season. We've got Southampton at home. We can beat them. We've got Everton at home. We can beat them. We've got Brighton at home. We can beat them. And also, of course, West who are going to be fighting to survive. We've got them as well. So, you know, we've got some games at home that we've still got five winnable games, right, in my head. There's still five teams that we can beat. So who knows? But what I would say is for fans of other football clubs is Norwich's hopes of staying up will unfortunately be relying on results going our way as well as getting points on the board.
Chris, thank you so much. Chris Reeve there from the Talk Norwich City podcast. This, of course, is the Norwich City Fan Show. Miles Blumsome here through for the next 15 or so minutes. Give us a call, 0208 70 20 558. If you want to get in touch, you can call us, or, of course, you can send me a message on WhatsApp or tweet us at Love Sport Radio. Norwich fans, we want to hear from you. Can you stay out? Can you create the great escape? Can you use this winter break to form the perfect formula, the perfect plan to come back and beat Liverpool and make Jurgen Klopp's whinging about the winter break all for nothing? Up next, I'm going to talk to Adrian Forbes. This is Love Sport.
For the fans, by the fans, Love Sport Radio.
Welcome back to the Norwich Fan Show on Love Sport Radio. 10:22 on your Sunday evening. Miles Blumsome here, talking all things Norwich City. 0208 70 20 558 is our number. Give us a call, drop us a message on WhatsApp if you support Norwich. Do you think the team can get out of this? Can they stay in the Premier League this season? You can also tweet us at Love Sport Radio. A man who knows the club very well, former midfielder Adrian Forbes, joins me on the show now. Adrian, welcome to the Norwich City Fan Show. How are you feeling?
Oh, not too bad. Not too bad at all, thank you.
Good. What's it going to take for Norwich to stay in the Premier League this year?
Well, I think if you look at yesterday's performance, you know, all that was missing was the goal, really. I think, you know, looking at the transfer window, I was wondering if they would look to bring in some more strike power, shall we say. Obviously, there's a lot of reliance on Timu Pukki to be the one that's going to get the goals, and they don't seem to be coming as frequently as myself and all the rest of the Norwich fans would have hoped. But I think that's the reality. You know, defensively, they need to shore things up. But for me, goals are of paramount importance.
Does it take a little bit of luck? Norwich don't seem to have got any of the luck this season. They're playing really well, but nothing's falling for them. Like, they're not getting the goals where it just hits someone's bum on the way in at the back post.
Yeah, and you know, every team needs that over the course of the season, whether it's that refereeing decision or that offside that goes in the other way and keeps, you know, a Norwich player onside. It hasn't fallen for them, and that's why, you know, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, if they did have that extra person that could grab that extra goal, or even someone from midfield that joined in with a few more goals, other than, say, you know, Todd Cantwell, who's chipped in with quite a few so far. But it, to me, it's going to take a lot of luck and a bit of a miracle now for them to survive in the league. But in the game of football, anything's possible.
It was pretty important to be able to hold on to players like Cantwell, Aarons, Lewis in the January transfer window. It's only positive that the club's managed to hang on to them. I know that there were some teams sniffing around, if you believe all of the transfer rumours that come out, but some of them are fairly far-fetched. That is a positive thing for the final 13 games of the season.
I think that is the best business that has been done in the transfer window, to be honest with you, and that keeping hold of the young talent that has come from the academy there. And I think it's something that they'll be mindful of, that teams would have definitely been interested. There would have been several phone calls that would have taken place behind the scenes that the likes of ourselves wouldn't be party to. But I do believe that the phone will be ringing again at the end of the season, that's for sure. But if they've got any dreams or aspirations of staying in the Premier League, it was vitally important to keep the likes of Todd, Max, Ben Godfrey. It was vital, and they're fortunate they've kept hold of them, and it's now about the back end of the season. Now can those players put in the performances to hopefully give them a chance of achieving that miracle?
And Norwich have been rock bottom for such a long time now that it feels like they're further adrift than they are. I know that they are the only team sort of cut adrift by a few points compared with Watford in 19th, only 2 points from safety, but 7 points isn't completely impossible. There's still 13 games left. It's been done before and it'll be done again. Why can't Norwich do it?
Well, you're right in what you say, though, especially with 3 points as a win. You know, they get 2 wins on the bounce and a couple of teams above them, results go against them. It makes the table look completely different. You know, you look at just before Christmas, no one would have given Watford a chance before Pearson had gone in there. And now we're all of a sudden, everyone's looking in going, actually, he's probably going to be the man and they are probably going to give themselves a really good chance to stay up. So it's going to be difficult because, as you said a few minutes ago, they don't seem to have that luck at the moment. And as I mentioned, they don't seem to be getting enough goals and seem to be conceding too many at the moment. So it's going to take a lot of work. And I think it is going to be a tough ask. But again, as I said a few minutes ago, you just never know.
I mean, yesterday, clean sheet away from home at St James's Park. That can be seen as a positive. You just said conceding too many goals at the moment. If you keep a clean sheet, you pick up points straight away, but you're always in with a chance of sneaking a winner in the last minute.
And that's probably where they've gone wrong over the course of the season, is there's been opportunities where they could have got that draw. You know, could have maybe found themselves turning no points into 1 point from just shoring things up a little bit more defensively. So I'm sure as the season keeps going and they'll look back at footage of previous games that have been played, I'm sure that's where they'll kick themselves to a certain extent that they just weren't able to hold on to that point that ultimately they start every game with. So frustrating from that point of view. But, you know, Premier League football is, if you don't take your chances at one end, teams will create opportunities against you. That's inevitable, and I think that's been the problem for Norwich this season.
Looking at the teams around Norwich, you've got Watford, West Ham, Villa, Bournemouth, Brighton immediately close to them. Crystal Palace aren't out of it by any stretch. They're only 6 points clear of the relegation zone. Which teams do you think are going to go down?
That's a really difficult question. You know, you look at West Ham and you almost say, could a team the size of West Ham get relegated? But it's possible. I know they spent a bit of money a couple of days ago bringing in Bowen from Hull, and maybe he could be the man that can get them the goals that they need to kickstart and really get going for the back end of the season. But for me, you look at someone like Bournemouth, although they had a good win, I just don't know if they've got enough to stay up this year. It's Eddie Howe's been fantastic there over the years. His tenure there has been superb, but I just wonder if his time has now come to an end. So if you're looking at Norwich, you're looking at Bournemouth, potentially. After that, it's anyone's guess. I do think that Watford have just got enough confidence in what Pearson's done. I think they might just scrape out of it, but could be at the cost of West Ham. It could be really interesting towards the end of the season, that's for sure.
So we're going into this winter break now. Norwich, no game next weekend, 2 weeks off here. Then the simple task of hosting Liverpool at Carrow Road. 22 points clear at the top of the Premier League by the 2nd of February, Liverpool. but with this winter break, and I would love it, and I was saying before to Chris Reeve, I would love it after the amount of moaning that Jurgen Klopp's done about fixture congestion, about needing this winter break, about how ridiculous it is. I would love it if the game immediately afterwards, Liverpool go to Carrow Road to the team in last place in the Premier League and lose.
You can see it happening, can't you?
You can.
And the beautiful thing of that game is that Norwich have got absolutely nothing to lose on the day. There's not going to be one team or one fan out there, Norwich-based, Liverpool-based, or any football fan that's going to give Norwich any hope at all of getting anything from that game. Just a free hit. Norwich can go and play, relax, play with confidence, and, you know, anything's possible. And I think the one thing that you can say is that when you go to Carrow Road, some of the bigger teams that have been there this year, certainly Man City, were on the receiving end of a beating at Carrow Road. Anything is possible. And if the boys equip themselves in the right manner on the day, refreshed after the break, then who knows? That could be a 3 points that is unexpected. That could give them the jolt that they need for the back end of the season.
OK, Adrian, one word answer. Are Norwich going to stay up?
Oh, you've got me there. You've got me there. That is a difficult one. I'm going to have to say no.
Oh, that,
say no.
Well, that's a shame. That's a shame. We'll be more positive. Come on, Norwich. Just keep up. Adrian, thank you so much for joining me. Former Norwich City midfielder Adrian Forbes there. This has been the Norwich City Fan Show on Love Sport Radio. Up next, another set of fans that won't be too happy after the weekend. Portsmouth beating Sunderland 2-0 at Fratton Park yesterday in League One. It's the Sunderland Fan Show next on Love Sport.
Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.